You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to podcast number 60. Today's podcast is dedicated to beans, also known as legumes. The health benefit of beans, delicious ways to get more beans into your diet, some surprising reasons on why we need to add more beans to our life, and an easy three-bean longevity soup recipe. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan, the podcast and website where you can find all the resources you need to begin or continue a healthy plant-based diet. Just go to ordinaryvegan.net or ordinaryvegan.com. I have missed you guys so much, and I am sorry for the delay for this podcast, but I took a few weeks off to focus on writing my book, and I'm very excited about that. I took a trip to Cape Cod for my writing retreat, and then I got to see family and friends in Boston, which is always so good for the soul. I, by the way, have the best childhood girlfriends. We have been together from first grade on, and we have stuck together. They always roll out the red carpet for me, and I appreciate them so much. So if any of my Winthrop friends are listening, thank you so much for always treating me so special. I love you guys so much. Before I left for Cape Cod, I had my annual physical, which included all kinds of tests like EKGs, blood tests, and I was nervous about the results because I have seen so many people in my life suffering from so many different health problems. When I returned to LA, my doctor had sent me a letter with all the results, and this is what he said. Nancy, I'm very happy to inform you that your examination was very, very good. Keep up your regular exercise and your vegan diet. I was so relieved. My cholesterol was perfect. My blood pressure was the lowest it has ever been. And to be honest, I wanted to cry from happiness. And it made me more determined to spread the plant-based message because I want everyone to be as healthy as they can. Sometimes I see people who look like they are suffering from food-related problems, and I want to go up to them and tell them, you don't have to suffer. It's not your fault. You just need to learn how to take care of yourself. Here in the USA, we have been bamboozled our entire life about nutrition by so many factors, including the government food pyramid that served the interests of the meat and dairy industry. We have also been bamboozled by false advertising and nutrition studies funded by the people who want to influence what we eat and not caring at all if it's hurting our health. And food companies that use misleading food labels that say things like all natural in their advertising, which isn't regulated and it means nothing, or free-range eggs. I know many people who think that free-range means that animals are treated humanely because they have exposure to the outdoors. But there are no requirements for the amount, duration, and quality of outdoor access. There are so many misleading food labels that I could devote an entire podcast to it. But getting back to my point, if any of you out there are suffering from food-related disease or obesity, always remember, it's not your fault. We have to take our health into our own hands, and I am here to help you. So, today's podcast was inspired by an email sent out by one of my favorite plant-based doctors, Dr. Michael Greger of NutritionFacts.org. He has a great website and is always publishing the latest science about food. The email he sent out was titled The Hispanic Paradox, also known as the Latino Paradox. The Hispanic Paradox is supported evidence from the Centers for Disease and Control that Hispanics living in the United States who are poorer have harsher jobs and less access to health services than non-Hispanic whites have better health. Latinos in the United States have a 24% lower risk of premature death and a lower risk of 9 out of 15 leading causes of death. So Dr. Greger explored the positive health behaviors that could account for Latino longevity. And the biggest takeaway for him was, although Latinos only represent about 10% of the population, they eat a third of the beans in the United States. Individually, eating 4 to 5 times more beans per capita, as much as a few pounds a month, as opposed to the rest of the population who only eat a few pounds a year, if that. By the way, it is not all good news in the CDC report. Statistics do show that Latinos in the U.S. are more prone to diabetes, especially the second and third generations. But science proves that beans contribute to longevity because they cool down systemic inflammation. Inflammation contributes to many long-term diseases, including cardiovascular disease and cancer. Beans are so rich in so many important micronutrients, including potassium, magnesium, folate, iron, and zinc, and they are a top 3 source of protein in a vegan diet. And most notably, they are among the only plant food that provides significant amounts of the indispensable amino acid lysine. Lysine is a building block of protein and is one of the essential amino acids that the body cannot make, and people need to obtain it from their diet. If you worry about cancer, the World Cancer Research Fund published a comprehensive review and found that fiber-containing foods like beans could possibly reduce the risk of certain cancers. And the American Cancer Society recommends beans as an alternative to meat. And most importantly, according to one study, for every 20 grams of legumes consumed each day, there was a 7 to 8% reduction in mortality. For example, a half cup serving of beans weighs about 85 grams. So based on these findings, you may reduce your risk of all-cause mortality by 30 to 34% if you consume a half cup of beans most days. Okay, who doesn't want beans now? Beans also contain a large amount of folate. And folate is a B vitamin that your body needs to make DNA and other genetic material. By the way, dried beans contain nearly double the folate than canned beans contain. So if you have the time, it is better to cook them from their dried form. However, canned beans still contain more folate than most foods. Beans also have zinc, iron, and of course, fiber, which can help keep your gut healthy and keep you full longer and faster. Chances are, legumes, such as beans and lentils, are not part of your regular diet. So let's talk about how we can get more legumes into our diets. I am going to start with my top 5 favorite legumes. Chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, can be used in a variety of ways. They are low calorie, rich in protein and energy. 71% of the RDI for folate and 84% of the RDI for manganese. They also have copper and iron. and they don't exist just to make hummus. Chickpeas can be roasted with chili powder and cayenne for a healthy snack, or mashed as the base for a vegan egg salad sandwich. Or I love them mashed with some vegan mayo and sun-dried tomatoes for a hearty sandwich. Chickpeas are also commonly used as the protein for soups, stews, and chilies. Chickpeas also taste delicious with pasta, and you can buy them cooked in cartons or cans or dried. My next favorite legume are lentils. There are 5 different kinds of lentils. Brown is probably the most common. Green lentils have a slightly peppery flavor. Red lentils are small, split lentils, and they cook in no time. And yellow lentils are similar to red and cook quickly and have a gorgeous, bright yellow color. Last but not least, there are black lentils, which have a deep, earthy, delicious flavor. I love making a black lentil salad with yellow peppers, apples, and toasted coconut. Lentils can be used to create almost anything from veggie burgers to soups, salads, and stews. Low calorie, high protein, and high fiber, and they contain 90% of RDI for folate. They are also high in manganese and copper. On the beauty side, copper helps the body form collagen. So think of lentils as helping skin elasticity. Unlike dried beans, lentils don't have to be soaked, so they cook pretty quickly. My next favorite are black beans. Black beans are prized for their high protein and fiber content and totally loaded with folate, magnesium, and iron. Black beans are 3 times cheaper than beef and chicken and are much more nutritionally dense. Black beans can be the base for any veggie burger. Just mash cooked black beans, add your favorite seasoning, breadcrumbs, and a vegan egg replacer like the liquid from the cooked beans, and you have a vegan burger. Black beans are the perfect taco filler. They taste amazing mixed with rice. You can add them to soups, chili. The list goes on and on. Last but not least, maybe it's my Italian blood, but I love cannellini beans. I just saute them with garlic and top them with spinach and a tablespoon of hemp seeds. And after I eat that, I look for a mountain to run up. Cannellini beans also make a great salad. Drain some cooked beans, add some chopped sun-dried tomatoes and arugula, and top with some fresh lemon juice. It's glorious. Beans, beans, beans. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and make a quick 20 to 30 minute longevity 3 bean soup. Here is all you need. 1 onion, chopped. 1 red pepper, chopped. 4 garlic cloves, minced. 1 15.5 ounce can of cooked kidney beans, rinsed and drained. 1 15.5 ounce can of black beans, rinsed and drained. 1 15.5 ounce can of vegan refried beans if you want it thicker, or you could use pinto beans. 1 15.5 ounce can of stewed or chopped tomatoes. 2 cups of veggie broth, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon of cumin, and salt and ground black pepper to taste. In a large saucepan, saute the onion and red pepper in 1/3 cup of vegetable broth until it's soft. Add the garlic and saute for another minute longer. Add the remaining ingredients. Bring it up to a boil, reduce the heat, and simmer for 10 to 15 minutes. That's it. Every bowl of beans you eat adds longevity to your life. By the way, this makes about 8 servings. I recommend individually freezing servings for a quick grab-and-go healthy soup. The last thing I want to mention today is what you need to know about hidden animal ingredients in supplements and medications. That is if your vegan diet is extending beyond your food choices. A lot of people ask me, what makes my CBD from hemp vegan and isn't all CBD vegan? That is what inspired me to discuss this subject. Unfortunately, there are many hidden animal ingredients in medications, over-the-counter drugs, and in capsules. The most common animal derivative in vitamins or any capsule, pills, or tablets that you might buy is called gelatin. Gelatin is derived from the skin and bone of cattle, pigs, or even fish. Gelatin can also be found in shampoos, cosmetics, fruit gelatins such as Jell-O, candy, marshmallows, and even wines because of a process called clearing. By the way, wine may be clarified with isinglass, which is fish bladder gelatin. So gelatin is used as a binder in food, a clarifier, and a protective coating for capsules. Gelatin is very common as a protector for capsules and pills because it is much less expensive than a vegetarian capsule. You can easily find out by looking at the label. For example, on my CBD capsules, you will see the words vegetable cellulose, which is made from tree fiber. On a non-vegan capsule, you will see the word gelatin. Another common animal derivative ingredient in medications could be lactose, which is the sugar from cow's milk. There are going to be medicines that could have animal byproducts, but we have to take them for survival. So please, don't be hard on yourself. Take your medication. That is it for today's podcast. I hope today's information helps you in your quest for health, saving the planet, and protecting animals. Please join our Facebook community at facebook.com/ordinaryvegan and our private group, facebook.com/group/ordinaryvegan. Follow me on Instagram and please hashtag me if you photograph any of my recipes. I love seeing them. And head over to ordinaryvegan.net to explore all my vegan CBD products. I am very happy to say they are helping so many people in so many ways. If you have any questions about how CBD can help you, don't hesitate to reach out to me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net or if you have any other questions. Thanks so much for being here, everyone. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.